PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. The person who purchased a Mega Millions lottery ticket in Monmouth County and became the winner of the state's largest ever lottery jackpot has yet to come forward and now is up against the clock. If that prize isn't claimed, it goes back to the state.
New Jersey law lets them stay anonymous, but they have a mere 6 months to come forward with the coveted ticket if they want that payday. As of the 26th of this month, the New Jersey Lottery has no idea who has the ticket that matched all five numbers and the Mega Ball on March 26th. Prizes from live games need to be claimed within a year of the draw date. The ticket, worth a prize of $1.13 billion, was sold at ShopRite Liquor in Neptune Township. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Three Jersey City police officers who were fired for using marijuana off-duty have been rehired, but they've been relegated to desk duty and cannot carry a gun. Mayor Steve Phillip has been steadfast in opposition to police officers being allowed to use cannabis off-duty. State law says cops can't be punished for off-duty use, but federal law prohibits a weed user from using a firearm. New Jersey Civil Service Commission ordered the officers' reinstatement. Jersey City is still suing New Jersey in federal court over allowing police to use cannabis in their off hours. Dozens of times per year, young kids in New Jersey get their hands on opioids and eat it. Experts say these dangerous situations are avoidable, but parents can't be everywhere all the time.
Over 5 years, the New Jersey Poison Control Center at Rutgers recorded 230 cases of opioid exposure in children aged 1 month to 6 years. Medical Director Diane Colello says most exposures occur in the child's home.
One pill can be enough to make a young child stop breathing.
Colello says even if parents keep dangerous drugs secured and stored out of sight, there's the threat of other visitors to the home or less vigilance in other homes. The research shows children are getting their hands on more than just pills. They've also accessed fentanyl patches, even opioid residue left on discarded items such as cotton balls. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Not a very pretty weather day shaping up here. Throughout this morning, it's going to stay foggy and drizzly. And then from midday into this afternoon, we'll see scattered rain lifting from southern into central New Jersey. It's going to stay overcast and fairly muggy. Temperatures go nowhere in the lower 70s this afternoon. Pockets of rain continue tonight with fog likely again, lows in the mid-60s. And tomorrow, cloudy and cool with spotty showers around, especially for the southern half of the state. Highs tomorrow around 70. New Jersey weather made possible by the Jersey Shore Boat Show. Boats and fun are at the Jersey Shore Boat Sale and Expo. Bring the family. Climb aboard hundreds of boats, new and used, September 27th through 29th at Shoretown Ballpark, home of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Tickets at jerseyshoreboatexpo.com.
Clark 64, Middletown 65, Atlantic City is 71. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.